This is the most exciting new rock band to come along in decades.
Yes.
It's a combination of like blues mixed with everything great about the 70s and a big heaping of youth and intelligence from today.
That works.
You put it in a blender.
Right.
350 for an hour, and then you have Greta Van Fleet. And from Greta Van Fleet, it's Sam Kiska, the bassist. Good morning.
Very good morning to you, lads. How are you?
Hello.
Excellent. We're very excited. Excited about you guys coming to Connecticut.
Oh, we are too.
So you, Josh and Jake, are brothers.
Yeah. That is accurate.
Josh and Jake are twins.
Correct.
Do they have that telepathy thing going on?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Are they like they're
communicating? Of course they do. What do you mean? They're identical twins. Of course. It's ESP.
Right. One gets bit by a mosquito, the other scratches his arm.
Exactly. Right. One stubs their toe, the guy yells, ouch. Yeah. Right. I feel bad for the ouchie guy. That sucks.
Yeah. That's got to be weird.
It's very real.
It's like they've worked out a song in their head. They didn't even communicate. They're doing something like, wait, we didn't talk. Oh, we didn't talk about it? Oh, yeah. Okay,
I did in my mind.
Twin thing.
Right. Yeah.
There really is something to be said about that. And I don't think it's necessarily the ESP connection. But I think if you've been playing as a band as long as we have, there is a very fundamental connection that we kind of are able to predict each other's moves in a songwriting situation, or especially in a live situation.
But as twins, like one could be, you know, a 20 minutes away, a car ride, and sense something is great or wrong, or like a shift in the force.
Like a spidey sense,
right?
Yes, right.
A spidey sense.
Yes.
Yeah, I certainly think that's there, especially, you know, since we spent so much time together already.
It's funny you say, when you've been in a band as long as we have, you guys are in your 20s. Right?
I know, I sound like an old man, don't I?
You know what? You guys have an old soul.
Yeah.
You have old souls.
Right.
You know?
And it's a good way.
Right. No, it's great. It's great to see such a mature band be so young.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get your head screwed on right.
Thank you very much.
Now, Dan, where the hell did he come from? So you got three brothers and Dan.
Dan.
He's an everything man. I met him for the first time in first grade.
Wow.
And it was about our freshman year in high school that he started coming over to the house and playing drums with us.
All right, so he's about as close to a brother, the fourth brother, that you would get.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the original guy left.
Yeah. Yeah, he up and left. And,
did he leave or left. Did he leave or was he asked to leave? Or?
Well, I think it was kind of a very natural procedure where the old drummer kind of stopped playing as much and didn't really take it as seriously as the three of us brothers did. In our minds, we always wanted to go out and play music. We wanted to go out and play music every night of the week, but I suppose it wasn't realistic enough for him.
Right. So, yeah, it just wasn't a good match.
Right now, it's kicked
for, you guys wanted something different. Well, that worked out. Yeah, he's turning on the radio, kicking himself in the ass.
He's
maybe.
The Pete Best.
I'm sure he's happier.
Yes, he really is.
He's happier in his life.
The guy who left the Beatles.
We have Sam, the bassist from Greta Van Fleet, on, and Bozzy is probably yelling at his radio right now saying, talk about the show.
Talk about the concert!
You have two shows. The first one sold out in 5 seconds. The second one is almost sold out. You're coming to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. It's a brand new state-of-the-art facility.
Yeah, well, you see it, man.
Now, listen, I'm telling you, you can literally weigh you would need an industrial scale to weigh the money that Howard, my friend, put to build the backstage so bands would want to come back and play there.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be back there. You're going to say, that radio guy was right. I've been around the world. I've never seen anything like this.
You're going to say, I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
Is the pool heated?
I'm sure it is.
Yes.
Sure. It can
be. Damn it, he got me. There isn't a pool yet.
It's on the way, though. It's on back order.
He knows what questions to ask.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
So when did you know that you know, there's this moment where you're like, holy crap, this, we're a thing. When did that occur to you?
I think it was the first time we played with Daniel.
Oh, really? So it's all about Daniel.
It felt just so monstrous and like perfect. And it felt like this tremendous weight had been lifted off of our shoulders.
Oh, wow.
You guys just gelled all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's great. You know,
yeah,
you got the,
like,
I'm sorry.
Your magic. It's like, okay, so this is what it feels like to be a band.
Wow.
See that? Damn it, all possible.
It happened very fast for you. You went from playing bars to selling out stadiums all around the world. You immediately got the attention of Robert Plant. What was your reaction to that? Like, Robert Plant talking about you guys.
Well, it's just one of those strange little things that happen along the way. One of those full circle moments.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people reference you guys and say, oh, they sound like a little like Led Zeppelin. And I think Robert Plant, like, he loved you guys. Somebody asked him, what do you think is the hot new thing now? And he said, you guys. But he sounded like he was hurt that Josh said he based his style on Steven Tyler. He sounded like he wanted to take credit for Josh.
I think Robert Plant and Josh both have quite a nice sense of humor. Three chipper lads.
Exactly. If they were me, forget about it.
Josh
is... They have a nice back and forth going.
Right.
That vocal range that Josh has, his starting range is where many singers, I mean, they can't even get there.
Yeah.
You know? Like, is he, you know... How does that happen? How did he get to hit that? Was he, like, when he was two, was he singing high notes like that?
Really tight pants, something like that? No, cold water in the tub? Yeah.
He does walk around the stage barefoot all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Do they throw tacks out there?
Oh, he stepped on something.
Lego. Lego will do it.
Yeah, they do that all the time. It's really hindering to the performance.
We need more Legos. He's got to hit that high note. Go, go, go.
It's really something else.
Right. Yeah.
Really something.
He was actually also a tenor when he was, he was a baritone and he was singing in choir in high school.
Wow.
But through years of practice and high aspirations, like, he got up there.
Wow. It's unreal.
It worked.
Like that is some voice. Like, all the voices that I've heard, he's in the top 5%.
Yeah.
And he's just a kid. Like, he's not even done perfecting that instrument.
Right, exactly. Yet. Right.
And then to take on, you guys took on Sam Cooke, so Change Is Gonna Come. That takes balls, doesn't it? Like, did you guys have any, anxiety about putting that on an album?
Well, I guess that was a different time. I mean, we just did it. We thought we wanted to show the world a little piece of the stuff that we grew up with and our interpretation of some timeless music, some timeless songs, and that was a very easy pick for us.
Yeah, let me play a little bit of it. You guys are in your teens.
That's amazing.
When you did this, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Next will be a musical Cole Porter.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Wow.
By the way, your bass sounds very loud on there.
It's awesome.
Did you turn that, like, did you walk over to the mixer and, like,
I would.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that mix because, the bass is just great.
Yeah, it's out front, and it should be. Your bass, you've been playing this for... It's your only bass, right? It's not like you switch out basses.
Yeah, I've got a few, and they all do, you know, different things, but I've got my one and only.
Right, his bass bass.
The bass bass, right. The one and only.
Right.
What is that?
Exactly. Greeny. I wish I had a better name, but it's Greeny.
Greeny?
Greeny.
Hey, works.
Oh, it sounds like Granny.
Yeah, if you call it, like, Red, nobody like, where's that? Where's Red? There's a green thing right here. It wouldn't work.
Well, if it's loud backstage, he says, hey, get Greeny. And then some road guy brings his grandmother up.
Exactly.
No, I said Greeny, not Granny.
For God's sake, put her back. I don't know where you found her. Put her back before someone wants her.
Yeah. So, well, we're very excited to have you come to Connecticut. Your first time here, it's going to leave a mark on you because this Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport is brand new.
Right.
And the person who built it didn't build it to make money. Maybe a little bit. But he really built it to build a real experience for the concert goer, but also the acts. They know how important it is for the acts to have
a
great experience. You're just going to love it.
You are.
Now, there's only a few tickets left.
Hopefully we don't end up ripping the brand new paint off the walls.
Oh, I think
there's more paint.
I know.
Yeah, it's fine.
Right. We'll get more paint.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah. And there's a few tickets left. And Bozzy is saying that there are special ferries running from Long Island to take you here and then take you back after the show.
At the end of the night. Yeah.
So Long Island, I know you can hear us.
Right. Get over here.
Get your tickets now. They're going to sell out soon.
Yeah. It's the Greeny
ride.
I'm
also super excited about the support for this show. Our very good friend, Langhorne Slim, who lives here in Nashville, too, and the Nude Party. And, I mean, when we were booking these shows, that was maybe the most difficult part, is finding these wonderful support acts, because we really wanted it to be, like, a happening and a real, like, special event to say, hey, we're back at it.
This is a natural thing for you guys. That's why I think people have gravitated towards it so quickly. It's not like you're trying to be rock stars.
It's organic.
You guys were born rock stars.
Yep.
And we're very, very excited to have you. And I'm going to go backstage and at the show, and I'm going to say, so, Sam, what do you think? Right. No pool, but how about everything else?
Yeah, s'mores.
But the hot tub's nice.
Exactly.
Actually, that's where they make soup. But it's okay. Don't worry about it. Sit there.
All right. We're looking forward to seeing Greta Van Fleet August 27th. Sold out August 28th. Few tickets left. Both shows at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, and it's almost sold out. Thank you, brother. Thanks for coming on, Sam. Appreciate it.
Great to be here. I'll see your lovely faces.
Yes, you will.
Okay, hold on to that lovely part.
Yes.
May want to rethink that one.